out to tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Oh, my friends, I wish you could see this. Chef Eric is scraping furiously to get the last little bit of his dough out so he can start strangling it. And I'm telling you, my friends, he is, I mean, this is, I got to say, he's done pretty good so far, Chef Lionel. Would you give him on a grade of A to F, what would you give him right now?
C.
Well, you know, in a, yeah, C+.
C+. Good, good.
Well, that's good. I get very nervous.
And I'm gentle.
I'll bet the instructors, when you were in the guild, I'll bet it wasn't a C+. I'll bet you had to be right on.
Yes, they didn't tell you, you know, what to do right, you know. They tell you what you did wrong, you know, and to correct it. So this, you know, was a little bit different philosophy over there. But, you know, one thing is very you need to make sure
really
if I make
there.
You eat, you know, what's left over, you know, over there, you might be, you know, not very
well, that C+ is coming up to a C.
Down.
Down to a C, yes.
Beautiful.
Oh, see, that now that's clean. I get it. All right.
So remember, you know, your index go all around your thumbs. They look like that. And more you cut,
just
more
pretend
you
it's me on the board.
Oh, okay.
He'll strangle
one,
it
one
well.
Thing, you know, I didn't, you know, are going to also develop, you know, your massage technique.
Yeah.
You know, if you play ping pong, tennis, this, you know, well, thinking, develop your forearm, you know, is amazing.
I was thinking Kevin would probably be pretty good at this particular motion.
No, we will not go there, my friends, because this is a family show, but Chef Eric is trying to take us back into the prehistoric caveman days. This is not paleo baking, Chef Eric, so settle down.
I don't know what you mean.
All right, so, but you know what? I got to say, but see, what was neat about Chef Lionel is what he does is with one hand, he's scraping, and he's kind of scraping right underneath him. So he's, like, got this whole motion going on. You're like, you're choking a chicken there. It's, you know,
okay,
it's
just way off. Hold on a second.
I'll tell you what, though, it looks good. It looks doughy.
It's doughy. There, yeah. There you go. Yeah.
But he makes his look like a real nice smooth ball. Can you do that?
I'm not there yet, okay?
So, you know, Eric, you know, don't forget to breathe.
A lot of pressure here.
I know. That's why I didn't volunteer to do it. I would have been eviscerated.
This is like doing a tartatan standing next to Daniel Ballou. Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, that was
please.
Funny.
Now, all of this stuff is, we kid about it, we laugh about it, but in the book, it's all laid out in wonderful pictures. So you can sit there, and I mean, there's pictures on techniques. There's pictures on final product. This is a book. You know, most of the time when I see, they call them table books. You know, I'm not going there. I mean, he's just. That's your bread, Chef Leno.
This is fun.
When he's done with it, that's yours. I'll take the one you made. But anyway, this is really amazing. This book, it's a must-have. But I got to tell you, you got to figure some way to put a cover on it. Because when you're cooking with this, you're going to want it right there while you're working. And I'm thinking, you know what you should do next time? Make, like, plastic pages so people can wipe them off because they're going to be looking at this book because it's so instructional.
Or
find the right page, you know, to begin with.
Yeah.
Or read it first.
Well, that would be nice. But there's a story that goes along with it, too. It's the story of Leonardo.
Eric, for you, the whole, you know, purpose is for you feel... The change is stiffer and stiffer, so
yeah.
You're really, you know, getting through, you know, where you should be. So
yeah.
Now, you know, we come all together, you know, okay. We develop, you know, the gluten part, you know, definitely. So clean your hand,
okay.
You know, and you know what you're going to do next is that, is this folding technique over there.
Okay.
You fold it.
Okay.
Oh, look
here
at
you
that.
Put your hand, you quarter turn, and you fold it again. So you can, at this stage, we are going to add also, it's ready, we are going to add the chocolate, you know. So it's going to become, you know. Here is a country French, you know, a plain. This one are going to become, you know, a chocolate bread.
Right.
So let me add, you know, the chocolate.
Okay.
And you are going to be able, you know, to
all right.
to bring them
you,
all together.
I think he missed a step, Chef. He was
what's
supposed
that?
To put his back of his hand on it. I didn't see him do that. There he
he's
goes.
Got, go ahead.
There,
you
there
see?
He goes.
Yeah.
Nothing
yeah.
there.
Well, he's full
he shaved his hand, which I think was very nice there. Of him for this.
All right. So there we go. or you tear the bowl.
Okay.
Tear the bowl again, you know, and not too hard.
Can you cheat a little bit on the chocolate chips?
Of course.
All right, good.
Although too much might be a problem, right?
Never.
Yeah, he's never operated. Yeah. There we go. So now...
So that was about 38%.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's a beautiful thing.
Right.
What's the title of your show? I forget.
Huh? The Chef and the Fat Man?
There we go. Yeah. That's why you know we love it.
Yeah, we didn't forget the name of your place. Settle down.
Oh, actually, continue.
Same thing, and when he's incorporated...
What was the name of your farm again? Never mind.
Okay.
He's having too much fun. Look at this. Oh, he's choking it again, and now he's got
a little...
Now
it's turning out, though. Is that okay?
Now, yeah, exactly. He's great. Now you incorporate it, and, you know, he's good to go.
This is not what this is supposed to look like.
I'm sure.
but I think my hands are too warm.
Yeah, that's
I have very
it.
Warm hands.
Well, certainly not your heart.
Because remember that whole thing about sticking to your hands?
Yes.
The whole thing is sticking to my hands. Do you have cold hands?
Not at all.
No?
Ask my wife.
Okay.
Certainement.
All right, so hold on. Let me scrape some more
chips in there. Yeah,
don't want to lose any of the chips. All right, so all we're doing here is we're just trying to incorporate these in.
That's
right?
It. And once they are well incorporated.
Is that it? Okay.
I think we're so incorporated.
You know, don't start to try to eat the chips now. Okay? So wait a little bit.
Don't lick your hands. Yeah. Okay. So,
you do that.
Now we'll scrape off my hands.
Scrape off, and, you know, we...
See, I've used all of the scrapers. He's like, is there one that's not schmutzed up here? Okay, that's a technical term. But...
Yeah, schmutzed.
Okay,
so here, what we're going to do, what's the most important thing to do at this stage?
Mm-hmm. He even scrapes the scrapers.
I know.
Okay. We bring, you know, all together, okay? All
right.
And now we are going to put this, you know, take a little bit of flour, put in the bowl, take the temp.
Okay.
Okay. This is what you need to do. Double check, you know, your final dough temperature.
And what are we looking for a temperature?
Between 72 to 80 degrees.
72 to 80. It looks like 71.8. There we go, 72. Right. It did. It went right to 72.
Great, beautiful.
I'll tell you what, that's the chef's breath.
So now we put it in here?
Now we put this over there, yep. We take saran wrap, we cover it, and these are going to be our bulk first fermentation, you know, one of the most important to create, you know, flavor profile and chef life. So we are going to let the yeast do its magic.
Okay.
Okay.
I love it when you have magical yeast. My friends, it's Chef of the Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs at the Magical Store for everything you need for cooking and culinary. Whether you need a scale, whether you need a scraper or five or six if you're Chef Eric, or whether you need any kind of accoutrement to find culinary, it is found here at the Cook's Warehouse. We love these Cobb locations close to home. Matt's a great guy. You know Matt. Matt's the guy that's always running around with a clipboard. He's like the doctor that comes into a room after you've had an exam.
Well, he's making sure that they've got all these great products on the shelves.
That's right. And they've got so many products. It must be insane around here when it comes time for, you know, end of the year inventory.
You know, they actually have a little mixer here that has the induction heater on the mixing bowl.
On the mixing bowl.
So that you can, like, do a hollandaise sauce or a custard or what have you, and have it mixing while you're heating it without having to touch it. That little thing right there. Pretty cool. It's actually an induction
You said hollandaise sauce, and you notice, oh, hollandaise, oui, oui. See, I mean, I pick up accents very good, don't I, Chef?
Who?
So now this is going to rest for how long?
An hour and a half.
Hour and a half. So let's talk about what happens in this stage of fermentation. What's actually going on?
So what actually happens is, we say it's an alcoholic fermentation. And, you know, little story what that means, you know. This happened in Austria. It's a true story. A dog, you know, looked like drunk dogs, you know, in the street of this little village, you know, in the mountain of Austria. And so people grab the doggies, you know, bring it to the vet, take a
blood
sample. If he was driving the doggy, you know, go to prison directly.
Really?
You know, he was above the limit. Find the owner, ask him, you know, do you give, you know, some booze to your dog? He said, no, I drink this for myself. And so they find out they were living next to a bakery, and the dog eat raw dough. So the dog stay in his stomach, create, you know, alcohol, you know, and the dog, you know, was drunk. So this, you know, is we say it's an alcoholic fermentation. So yeast create alcohol, acidity, you know, and
so in other words, if I want to get a cheap drunk, just eat some bread dough.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, it doesn't get any cheaper than that.
Is that why my wife eats the raw cookie dough?
I don't know. You know.
Oh, I don't drink, honey.
Uh-huh. No. There's some staggers across the room.
I understand
now. I'm telling you, my friends, this is the kind of atmosphere you love with Chef Lionel Vatnay of La Farm Bakery in Cary, North Carolina, one of the world's true master bakers. Few of them exist, and there's a reason why. It's the perfection they expect, but the fun that they have. It's food, fun, and celebrating the good life. Watching Chef Eric make dough is a fun experience here at Cook's Warehouse at Fashionable East Cobb. Chef of the Fat Man taking it to the streets of Marietta and South Cobb. Or East Cobb. What Cobb?